committee members to introduce themselves. Immediately to my left are the two that you probably can't tell, but two of us are younger than the rest. And they're high school students. And we have a program called Youth in Governance. And it's been going on for about 9 years. And it's become a fairly elite program in the county. And young people we interviewed, I believe, 24. And we only have slots for 12. And these are the two. And two of them serve on the six committees of the county board. And these are the two young people that were selected. And they are serving. This is their first meeting tonight. So they can introduce themselves and what high school they go to. And they are able to ask questions. They can vote. Their vote is somewhat advisory. It really doesn't, it isn't official, but they can get to place a vote. And with that, please introduce yourself. Supervisors, there's three supervisors in a row. We have two missing tonight. But if they were to introduce herself, we have two staff people to my right.
I'm Mike Gable. I'm a supervisor in Northside of Kenosha, District 4.
Aaron Becker, supervisor of District 22.
Doug Noble, supervisor of the 17th District, which is a portion of Pleasant Prairie.
Andy Buehler, director of planning development.
Administrative Secretary.
Okay, I'm going to explain a little bit how about this public hearing, how it works for anybody that's never been to one, or at least how we do them. We'll ask that Andy will read the agenda item, and then he will ask the petitioner to come forward and introduce themselves and say something with regards to the petition that they may want to add or explain. The committee at that point can ask questions of the petitioner, and so can Youth in Governance. After the committee has had opportunity to ask those questions, then I will ask for the public, if there's anybody in the public that would like to speak in favor of the petition. I will have to ask twice for the record. And then I will ask the public if there's anybody that will speak against the petition. And again, I will ask twice. And then after that, the public, at that point, then the public hearing portion of that agenda item is closed, and then I'll have Andy speak again, giving us the town's recommendations, things of that nature. The committee then can still ask questions of the petitioner or any questions to anybody in the attendance that they wish to. And at some point, we'll ask request a motion, and then we'll vote on the item and move on to the next item. So having said all that, Andy, can we publish this appropriately?
Yes, we did. So this meeting was published as a Class 2 notice in the Kenosha News as required by law. It was posted on May 28th and June 2nd.
Okay, very good.
Then item number 9 for tonight is the public hearing under proposed comprehensive plan amendment to Gabriel, Mikkel, and Rachel A. Miko, 10424 269th Avenue, Trevor, Wisconsin, 52179 owner. The request is an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County 2035, map 65 of the comprehensive plan from suburban density residential, PEC, and non-farm farm wetlands to general agricultural and open land, PEC, and non-farm wetlands on tax parcel number 954-219-274-0201. The town of Wheatland. While I pull up the map, being that this is a comprehensive plan change, it does require an additional notice, a 30-day notice, which was also accomplished. So on the screen, you'll see the property outlined in purple, and the areas are shown to remain wetlands and PEC, which is the green area. But basically, the yellow hatched area is the area being requested to be changed from suburban density to general agricultural. So the petitioner can come forward and explain their petition tonight.
Hi, my name is Gabriel Michael. Thank you very much. So we purchased this property, I think, 3 or 4 years ago, and was previously planned to be a development for a large portion of affordable housing, I think. But what we want to do is just create sort of a typical sort of Wisconsin hobby farmette situation for ourselves. We don't really have any intention to develop it. And as it's zoned right now, it doesn't allow us to use it the way that we would hope to use it. So we can't build, you know, a barn of the size that we'd like to build. We can't build an accessory building without, you know, having a primary structure up first. So the land as it's zoned right now really doesn't, we can't use it the way we'd like to use it. So that's why we're asking for this amendment.
Okay. Questions from the committee at this point?
I just put up on the screen the certified survey map that they have submitted, so you can see the layout of the property and how it's looked to be subdivided in part of this comprehensive plan change.
Okay. All right, seeing no questions at this point, is there anybody in attendance that would like to speak in favor of this petition? Anybody in favor? Anybody here tonight against this petition? Anybody against? I see no one in attendance against or in favor. Andy, a recommendation from the town?
Yes, and we do have one before doing so. I just wanted to just kind of reiterate, we've had discussions with our office with the petitioners, and we talked at the work session on this, is that being that the overall plan for Wheatland is still to have this to be able to be subdivided someday, to work with what is a 2035 plan, which is probably more realistically like a 2050 plan. It's just been mentioned, and the petitioners are aware, that the desire is to be able to have the property to be able to be subdivided with the additional lands that exist out there, and that they just consider that in the decisions as buildings are constructed and things like that. So they understand that, and so just kind of reiterating that that's kind of the goal behind all of this. But with that being said, we have record that the Town of Wheatland Town Board met on this item on May 28, 2015, and the matter was approved.
I make a motion to approve the comprehensive plan amendment.
I'll second.
Motion by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Gable, to approve. This does require a roll call vote, but before we vote, I have a question. I know I asked with regards to the zoning, that it was rezoning the entire 67 acres. Is that the same? Is that the same for this comprehensive plan?
It is.
The entire 67, not just the portion that they want to build on.
Correct. It's the entire property.
Okay. All right. Motion has been made. Anybody want to have the last chance for a question? Not youth and governance, how do you vote? Roll call. Mike, start with you.
Michael, aye.
Olivia, aye.
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 Aye. So it's unanimous. Next item was yours too, so Andy.
Yes, item number 10 is the rezoning of Gabriel, Michael, and Rachel. Michael, 10424 269th Avenue, Treaty, Wisconsin, 53179, owner, requesting a rezoning from R2 Suburban Single Family Residential District and C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District to A2 General Agricultural District, C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 954-219-274-0201. And on this one, this map is the same, but just now showing the lands to be changed in their zoning from the R2 to the C2, the conservancy areas will remain.
Okay. Did you want to add anything with regards to?
No, I guess I had a quick question. On the town level, the meetings and the agendas had, we're not showing the 10-acre breakout here on these maps. Is that how, what's the?
Correct, because the entire property is being rezoned, that there is a different zoning classification on that, and so, and plus the property has been recorded and a certified survey map is coming up for the land division later in this meeting, and then that's when something will take place.
Okay, right, it's the CSM part of it, okay.
Correct.
So, but that's a separate.
Yeah, it's going to be a separate item on tonight. It's at the, towards the end of the meeting.
Okay, and we need to be here for that.
You could say it'll go pretty fast, but okay. Yeah. Great.
Okay. Any questions from the committee for the petitioner? No? Anybody in attendance that would like to speak in favor of this petition? Anybody in favor? Anybody against? Anybody against this petition? Seeing no one? Any recommendation from the town?
The town of Wheatland met on this item on May 28th, and the item was approved.
Motion by Supervisor Gable, second by Supervisor Decker. One last opportunity on the question. Seeing none, we'll start with use of governance. This one does not require a roll call vote. So if you're in favor, say aye. Opposed, say nay.
Aye.
Aye.
And members of the committee, if you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, and then the CSM will come up in about 5 minutes.
Thank you.
So item number 11 now is the rezoning for Town of Salem. It's a park area, P.O. Box 443, Salem, Wisconsin, 54168, owner, Kenosha County Planning Development Extension Education Committee, 19600 75th Street, Suite 185-3, Bristol, Wisconsin, 53104, sponsor, requesting a rezoning from the PR1 Park Recreation District to PR1 Park Recreation District and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 664120281-1240 in the town of Salem. This item is related to item number 12, and so I think I'll explain both of them at the same time so it makes a little more sense. But on the screen you'll see this property that the town of Salem owns, and it is a park, and it has been zoned as such, park and recreation. In 2014, the town of Salem had a wetland delineation performed on the property, and the pond has been determined to be a wetland. Now, the other aspect with this is that a portion of this park, the northern 20 feet, was sold to the Polinsky family in 2006, and the zoning was never changed at that time, and some of the property is shown to also be in the wetland delineation area. So this first request is just asking for the rezone to reflect the wetland delineation field conditions on the land owned by the town of Salem as a park. And on this item, we have received approval from the town board where they indicated that on matters where there is wetlands delineated based on field conditions that it does not require town board approval, that it can just be a letter of recommendation from the town because, again, we're just rezoning to reflecting actual field conditions, and we did receive that letter on May 13th.
There's no petitioner here then because it's the town?
And the committee's sponsoring it based on the wetland delineation.
I still would ask if there's anybody in favor of this petition. Anybody in favor? Anybody here tonight against? Anybody here against? So there's no public on this item. Any questions from the committee? We did have a work session. I think we had some questions, but any questions from different governors? All right, a motion then, please. He said that the town.
Okay.
I make a motion to approve the rezoning.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Gable to approve the rezoning. Any last out questions? No, seeing none. Youth and Governance, if you're in favor, say aye.
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 Members of the committee, if you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. It's unanimous.
Item number 12 is the rezoning for Donna M. Polinsky, 10441 266th Avenue, Treaty, Wisconsin, 53179. Owner, Kenosha County Planning Development and Extension Education Committee, 19675th Street, Suite 185-3, Bristol, Wisconsin, 53104. Sponsor requesting a rezoning from R4 Urban Single Family Residential District and PR1 Park Recreation District to R4 Urban Single Family Residential District and C1 Low Land Resource Conservancy District. On tax parcel number 664120281245 in the town of Salem. So on this map here, you'll be able to see now the sliver of land that was sold by the town to the Polinskys that did not have the zoning change, and now we're looking at making that correction. And again, the town did act on this from a standpoint of their staff recommending that this be approved.
Is anybody here tonight in favor of this petition? Anybody in favor? Anybody opposed? Anybody opposed? No one is in attendance for this. So you already said that the town approved.
Right, this is the one where the town has a blanket statement for any wetlands and just needs concurrence from their staff.
Yeah, but this was a rezoning because of the purchase order.
Well, from 2006, it's a map correction.
Okay. I make a motion to approve the rezoning.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Gable. One opportunity, last chance for questions. Seeing none, if you're in favor, you can vote. Say aye.
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 Members of the committee, if you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimous.
Item number 13 is a table request the preliminary condominium plat of 27330 Silver Lake Road, Trails and Lake House LLC, 6231 North Glenwood, Chicago, Illinois, 60660. Owner, David Smith, P.O. Box 268, Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, 53181. Agent on tax parcel number 654120162060 in the town of Salem. And we'll pull up the map for that just to reacquaint everyone where this is at on Silver Lake. And before moving forward, we will need to have this removed from the table.
I make a motion to remove number 13 from the table.
I'll second.
Motion by Supervisor Decker to remove item number 13 from the table, second by Supervisor Gable. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
So I'll just maybe just start out that last month there was a conditional use for this because of the fact that the conversion of a resort to a condominium that was approved. And then the preliminary cap plat came forward, and then there was some discussion in regards to the pavilion that existed on the property, which is right here, and that there was a condition placed on the approval of the plat for that to be removed due to the fact that it is within the 75-foot shore yard setback. And so the item was tabled so that we could come to a resolution on that. Maybe, David, you can just fill in as to the agreement that's been reached on this.
Certainly. So there was initially a recommendation.
Can you please state your name?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm David Smith, agent. PO Box 268, Twin Lakes, Wisconsin. So there, last meeting, there was a condition that the pavilion that's adjacent to Unit 3 be raised prior to approval or recording of the condominium plat. This was something that that I wasn't prepared for and that that hadn't been discussed earlier. So Mr. Bueller and Mr. Fiebelkorn and I discussed various options for resolving the issue. The one suggestion was extending the unit envelope to encompass the pavilion, but that would have brought the envelope within the shoreline setback. So what we were able to resolve is by designating the pavilion as a limited common element. So a limited common element is an element that's for the use of, it's going to be the use of Unit 3, but is in the common area. So therefore, we can preserve that. It's a grandfathered use, so if it were ever destroyed, it couldn't be rebuilt in the same spot. But by designating it a limited common element, we were able to keep within the code.
And that'll be reflected on the final plat.
That's correct.
Correct.
I think, Andy, you said in the work session, though, that also they can't add on to it, too.
Correct. No additions and no ability to rebuild, even if it wasn't destroyed. And that was expressed in the conditions of the plat.
Yeah, and we concur with the conditions as expressed in the memorandum.
All right. Thank you. Is there anybody here this evening that wants to speak in favor of this petition? Anybody here in favor? Anybody against this petition? Anybody against? Seeing no one, do we have a recommendation from the town?
We do. The town of Salem met on this town board on May 11th, and a motion was made and approved.
All right, thank you. Any questions from the committee?
I have a question. I am not familiar with terminology, but could you please explain that to me?
I'm sorry.
Sure. This is a plat, P-L-A-T. When the state of Wisconsin, there's two methods to be able to subdivide property. One is by certified survey map, which we discussed earlier, which is for up to four parcels, less than 5 acres in size, and you can only do four within 5 years. The other is to do a plat, where it's done in two steps, a preliminary plat that kind of lays out exactly what the subdividing is going to look like, and then a final plat where additional information is needed based upon state statutes. On the document, as you see on the screen there's a lot of information that's required that then is recorded in the Registrar of Deeds office, and by doing so, it takes a parcel and subdivides it into many parcels. In this case, this is a condominium plat, which is a little different because it's creating a condominium type of ownership. It's not really subdividing the property. It's just changing the ability of how the ownership is going to be owned, where there is units that are developed that will have ownership of the residences, and then the area around it is common area that's owned by all parties involved.
So interestingly, a condominium is any unit of space. And you can, what we've created here are three building units. So you think of grandmother's condominium and, you know, in downtown Chicago as an apartment building. But a condominium can really be a lot more creative than that. It can be these different units within this one parcel that create three building areas.
So there's three units within this one parcel.
Correct.
And those units have to stay within, I forgot the word, those pads. They have to stay within those pads.
That's right. And they can be individually sold, just like a regular condominium. In this case, they're all planning on keeping it in a family.
Okay. And any other questions from the committee? Supervisor Decker.
In the work session this morning, I brought up about an error where it said 30 instead of 3. That was corrected, correct?
Yeah, that's actually in the covenants. The other item that you brought up in regards to
that too.
So in the covenants, it was noticed that there was an error in the wording. It said 30 instead of just 3. You're not creating 30 units, just 3.
Sure.
But that hasn't been, it won't be recorded yet. It won't be to the final plat, but it's good to bring up at this point.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Do we have a motion then?
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Gable and second by Supervisor Decker to approve this request. Any last questions before we go? If not, you can governance, if you're in favor, say aye.
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 And members of the committee, if you're in favor, say aye, and opposed, say nay.
Aye.
And no one's opposed.
And that's based upon the, we have a series of conditions that have been put in place, so that they have need to follow those. So item number 14 is the certified Surrey map section of the public hearing, and we do have one, which is the Michaels property, and we had shown that on the screen previously. Right here. So that's the certified Surrey map, and we do have a set of conditions that we recommended to, we would recommend be included with this, just in bringing the map into compliance with county and state requirements. So at this point, we are, as staff, prepared to recommend approval subject to the conditions.
Okay, have you read the conditions then?
Yes.
And you're acceptable?
Yeah, I forwarded them to the surveyor who's out of town for review and apply.
I make a motion to approve the certified survey map with the conditions stated on it.
I'll second the motion.
Motion by Supervisors Decker to approve the certified survey subject to the conditions. And second by Supervisor Gable. Any questions? If not, you can governance. If you're in favor, say aye.
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 And members of the committee, if you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Approved.
Thank you. And so your surveyor then will work on getting those, and once he has filled all that, he'll submit that to our office for review. We'll make sure everything's been compliant. Once it is, then we will then actually bring it forward and have the chairman of this committee sign it, and then you'll be ready to record it. And then in regards to the comprehensive plan change and the rezone, that will be going before the county board next week. You're not required to attend. The committee will present that to the county board, and then the county executive will end up signing the documents. So you've got a couple weeks left of getting all those things tied together before everything is completed. So thank you.
Was there a time limit on getting the CSM? Is there like 30
6
days?
Months.
Oh, 6 months. Okay, okay, thank you.
Okay. Do we have any other matters? Approval of the minutes.
I make a motion to approve the minutes from March 31st, 2015, from April 1st, 2015, April 8th, 2015, and May 13th, 2015.
Did I miss anything? I think March 11th was also part of
it.
I have March 11th, 31st, April 1st, April 8th, and May 13th.
I didn't get March 11th for them. If not, I didn't
talk
with them properly.
A while ago. Andy can, we don't.
Yeah, that's because we didn't have a meeting in April.
Yeah.
And then last month, this.
Wait, then why do I have April 4th? Or April 8th?
Yeah, April 1st was youth and governance. April 8th was the regular meeting, I think.
Which would be with the you met with the extension committee, not
yes.
Our office.
Okay. That was the.
So the March, if I recall, the March 11th meeting, they weren't. We didn't have them at the any minutes to approve at the April meeting.
I'm looking at the minutes from the April 8th PDEC meeting, and there was a. Of the minutes that they were approved.
Right. You didn't have any March 11th minutes at the April 8th meeting, so that's why I thought I had included them in the email this time for this month. But I can always resend them if you didn't get them. We'll put them on for next month again.
Please do.
Okay.
So, okay, we have a motion for the other minutes, but not the March 11th.
Right. Yep.
She's a stickler. Second then by...
I'm holding on. I'll stay.
Second by Supervisor Gates. Any questions from the committee? Not all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion to adjourn.
And well, first of all, any other business allowed by law?
Yeah, first, there's no citizens, so there's no need for citizens' comments. And then the other business allowed by law, I just wanted to inform the committee for next month. There are three items. I will not be here. I will be on vacation, so Ben Fielcorn will be sitting in my place. The two of the items are with deal with the Salem Business Park, and that was presented by Cabela in the newspaper, and so we had a little discussion of it past months, but it actually is coming forward now for the PUD section because they had come forward a couple months ago with the rezone, and now they're prepared to submit for their planning and development conditions and criteria and requirements, and so that's what's going to be brought before this committee next month with an additional item for rezone.
That seems kind of fast. Is that pretty fast turnaround for the PUD or no?
Well, I mean, in some cases the PUD is done at the same time as the rezone. In this particular case, things weren't quite ready with the PUD. We were working with the planner and with the town of Salem and CABA and our staff working through all the covenants. And we were kind of creating something from multiple different documents, and so it took longer. So that's why it's coming a little later than everything else.
For the new Youth and Governance at CABA, which is the Commercial Area Business Alliance, we actually had to amend the rules of CABA. CABA is sort of a has some rules that they have to follow that are county board, over the county board oversight. And they basically, for the first time, are purchased this land, and they're going to basically develop a business park in Salem on Highway C. So this is the item that's on for next meeting. Did I miss anything? Did I kind of get that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So you might want to actually go out there and kind of see where that is, just to get a feel for it's a farm field now, but someday it's going to be a business park, and when 20 years from now, you're going to be like, wow, I was on that committee. And a lot of these things, same thing. You're going to look back and think, wow, I saw that happen. So, motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Gable to adjourn, second by Supervisor Decker. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?